Got it, Rex.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could speak to Tony.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Tony, my name's Dave. I spoke to you last week just about, I just got some pricing from you for a couple of upgrades to my VA WRX.
Okay, yeah.
You probably don't remember the conversation, which is fine.
No, not at all.
that's cool. I just had a question for you. I spoke to you about the exhaust system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And because I was originally thinking that I probably wouldn't put, I'd just do the downpipe and not the catter downpipe and not the whole exhaust, because I didn't want it to be
too loud,
like an aggressive sort of loud.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a rethink on it over the weekend, and do you guys, if I wanted to do the whole exhaust so that it does have the nice CB sound, do you have a recommendation and a price for it? I don't want something that's like you can't hold a conversation in the car sort of thing.
Yeah, all good. What car is it again, sorry?
But it's a VA WRX.
Just WRX?
Just the WRX. Yeah, just the 2 litre.
Yeah. I'd probably do a NVIDIA Q300 turbo back.
Okay.
That's the quieter option of the ones that they sell. So we normally use all NVIDIA stuff here. Cost-wise, let me just find it for you. So the Q300 turbo back, so the full exhaust, looks like it's 3,050, and then there's another 450 to fit it.
450, and the turbo back includes the downpipe in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's the J pipe and the cat back, and then obviously 450 to fit the full thing, but then you're going to need the trim for that as well.
Sorry?
So you still need to get a tune for that too.
Yeah. That's cool. The Q300, is that the, what's the note on that like? I had a bit of a look around and I'd sort of,
it's the quieter one.
The M1 is loud.
The M1's very loud. The R400 is also quite loud. The Q300 is their quietest one. But it's still, you can still tell that, like, you know, it's a WRX, like you'll see here the thing.
It's got like that nice sort of, what I'm looking for is really the, rather than brash, I'm looking for that nice low note, because Rex is growl when you put your foot down anyway, so.
So it'll give you a note, like obviously it's not going to sound like an STI because it doesn't have the same engine.
Yeah, obviously,
so you're
not
going to get that WRX rumble to it, but it'll still give you a note. Like it's not going to be dead silent, it's not going to be ridiculously loud either.
Yeah, cool, it's not going to sound like, I don't know how else to describe it, man, except that the bloke across the road from me has a Fiat that has a factory. It's a sports model. Factory fitted exhaust on it, and it just sounds like a fart as he drives up and down the street. And I don't want my car to sound like that.
Sorry, I know.
It's a weird example to give you, but yeah, I'm just like, I want it to have that nice sort of lower note.
Yeah. So maybe just jump on YouTube so you can actually maybe hear something. Obviously, YouTube's not going to give you the full idea of it. But just punch in what car you've got and type in Q300 turbo back as well. And it'll sort of give you an idea of what it sounds like.
Yeah, okay, cool. I might do that. Cool. All right. Well, then I'll do a bit of that and then give you a call back when I'm ready to book in.
Done. Easy.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Tony. Appreciate it.
All good. Thanks.
All right. Cheers. Bye.